Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Ever since Egyptians pushed Hosni Mubarak from power, Egypt's neighbors have been taking note. Today we're going to look at what's happening in several Arab countries, in Yemen, in Libya, but we begin in tiny Bahrain, an island nation in the Persian Gulf. This morning the military said it had taken control of key parts of the capital city, Manama, after riot police carried out a pre-dawn raid on demonstrators, many of whom were sleeping in the city's Pearl Square. Barbed wire now surrounds that square, and the military has banned all demonstrations. At least 5 people were killed in last night's raid, with hundreds injured. Michael Slackman of the New York Times is in Bahrain. He's right now overlooking Pearl Square, where that raid happened. And Michael, you were just at the medical center where many of the wounded were taken. What's the scene there?
Well, the scene at the medical center today was one of both grief and absolute anger. There were thousands of demonstrators and their family members who had gathered just outside the emergency room doors. They were chanting death to Khalifa, referencing the king, and sobbing at the same time. Inside, there were hundreds of people who had been injured, many of them shot with shotguns. And according to the physicians there, a total of 5 people dead.
Michael, you were also there at the site of the pre-dawn attack on demonstrators in Pearl Square. What did you see?
Well, the square was packed with people. It was a joyous celebration of empowerment for a community that has felt essentially victimized and marginalized for decades. They went to sleep at about midnight. Most of the people were fast asleep, including many young children and women. Then at about 3 o'clock in the morning, we heard weapons fire, and we saw that there were hundreds of police cars and armored vehicles that had literally surrounded the circle. Officers and riot gear surrounded the circle as well and opened fire into the crowds. We ran out. It was difficult to get there because there was a blanket of tear gas. Eventually, the tear gas cleared a bit, and we were able to get in close enough to talk to some of the people who managed to escape. As the witnesses described it to us, they fired at sleeping people. There was a no-mercy attitude towards those demonstrators.
What changed in Bahrain? Because earlier in the week, the king had asked for forgiveness for the heavy-handedness by security forces.
The suspicion among people here is that there's actually a difference of opinion within the ruling class here, within the royal family, and that for a small time, for a window of about 2 days, the relatively reform-minded members of the government convinced the king to allow some room for public dissent without perhaps realizing the extent to which it would be enjoyed. The thing that the protesters said, though, that they find most surprising, it was that they were not given a warning. There was no bullhorns, no nothing. The police just went in and opened fire.
Well, the country has a Shia majority, but it's ruled by a Sunni minority. We're going to talk more about that in an interview coming up in a minute. Where does the country go from here? The military has taken control of the capital. They've banned all protests. What are the people saying about what happens next?
You know, anybody who's been watching events unfold in the Middle East would have to be crazy to predict where things are going to go. You now have a standoff, essentially, between a government that is unyielding in its refusal to accept any of the demands of the protesters, or even to allow peaceful protest. You have demonstrators who have now been transformed into mourners who are extremely angry and will be burying bodies in large processions, undoubtedly. You also have an international community that seems to be alarmed by what's happening here. The General Secretary of the United Nations, Secretary of State of the United States, officials in the European Union, all of them have called for calm and restraint. We'll see.
Michael, thank you so much. Michael Slackman of the New York Times is in Bahrain.
Sure. Thank you.